territory remains key issue in peace plan negotiations, Zelensky. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on December 11 that the issue of territory remains a major sticking point in the negotiations with Washington over the proposed peace plan. Ukraine presented the United States with a revised 20-point framework to end the war between Kyiv and Moscow on December 10. The Ukrainian leader said the United States is offering to create a free economic zone in the Ukraine-controlled parts of the eastern Donbass, which Russia has demanded Ukraine give up, as a compromise to try and end the hostilities. The Americans are searching for some format. They have been discussing the issue of a free economic zone. The Americans call it that, and the Russians call it a demilitarized zone, he said, according to Ukrainska Pravda. They see Ukrainian troops leaving the territory of Donetsk Oblast, and the supposed compromise is that Russian troops would not enter this part of Donetsk Oblast. They do not know who would govern this territory, which they are already calling a free economic zone, or a demilitarized zone. This is more or less how the compromise vision of the United States looks at the moment, he added. Zelensky went on to say that Ukraine may not accept this proposal, because, when you talk to us about compromise, you must offer a fair compromise. We need to continue the conversation and try to find answers to all the questions in a way that makes everything more reasonable, he said, adding that, as in all wars, there must be some form of monitoring. He further stated that there was still no agreement on the land issue and that Ukrainians should get to vote in a referendum on any potential concession of territory. Meanwhile, in Washington, the White House has said that U.S. President Donald Trump is sick of the frequent meetings with negotiators from both Kyiv and Moscow. The president is extremely frustrated with both sides of this war, and he is sick of meetings just for the sake of meeting, Trump's press secretary Karoline Leavitt said during a press conference at the White House on December 11. He doesn't want any more talk. He wants action. He wants this war to come to an end. The administration has spent more than 30 hours, this just in the past couple of weeks, meeting with the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Europeans and speaking with them as well. So, we'll see about the meetings this weekend. Stay tuned, Leavitt said. She stated that if there was a real chance of signing a peace agreement, and there were meetings the administration deemed worthy of someone's time this weekend, then the United States would send a representative. It's still up in the air whether we believe real peace can be accomplished and we can truly move the ball forward, Leavitt added. In a post on X on December 11, Zelensky said he had an in-depth discussion on the peace plan with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, White House Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. We greatly value the active engagement of the American side at all levels, not only in working to end the war, but also in ensuring Ukraine's security and preventing a new Russian invasion. This reflects the seriousness of America's intentions and its clear focus on achieving outcomes, he wrote. However, Zelensky added that Ukraine remained wary, having already had the negative experience of the Budapest Memorandum. The Budapest Memorandum was signed by the United States, the UK, and Russia in 1994, which saw them agree to grant security assurances to Ukraine in return for it giving up the world's third-largest nuclear arsenal following the collapse of the Soviet Union. Everyone remembers this, as well as the occasions when Russia repeatedly violated all its other commitments, Zelensky said. That is why it is essential that this document on security guarantees provides concrete answers to what concerns Ukrainians the most, what actions partners will take if Russia decides to launch its aggression again. Russia, however, has said it may dislike the amendments that have been made to the plan by Ukraine on December 12. We haven't seen any amended versions of the American plans. When we do, there may be many things we won't like, said Russian President Vladimir Putin's aide for foreign policy, Yuri Ushakov said according to state media agency TASS. He further indicated that Moscow remained immovable on the issue of the territory, saying that the entire Donbass is Russian, and pointing out that this is enshrined in the Russian constitution. Ukraine views this position as unacceptable.